Welcome to App Therapy Club, a place for part-time creators and coaches like you. Join your host, Tanya Smith, founder of Get Noticed with Video and Stream Like a Boss TV, to learn about online tools and smarter ways to make great content even when you're short on time or resources. Now let's get into the show.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about today the Sessions app, and the Sessions app is a just game changer. If you're looking for any type of meeting app, a platform where you can host your webinars or workshops, a space where you can actually book people on your calendar, you can use it for yourself solo, or you can use it with teams. You can create multiple workspaces. Sessions might just be for you. I want to take a look at the Sessions app. I'm going to give you some behind the scenes, but I'm also going to share with you some of the things I love and some of the things I don't. There are downsides and positives, upsides to every single app out there. So I won't leave any of that out for you. I'll break this one down. Let's take a look at Sessions. So it is an AI powered tool, and I'm going to get my screen share to pop up right there. So if you go to the Sessions page, sessions.us, or you can use my handy dandy QR code, which I think I just pulled up for you. Let me try that again. There you go. If you go to the Sessions app, you're going to find information about this tool. And basically what it allows you to do is to be able to host meetings. And so I'll say meetings and webinars. There are a few funky things, some glitchy things that I want to talk about as it relates to the webinars and events, but I think that these are slowly but surely coming together. And what I'll do is show you the back end of this, but this is their homepage, okay? So notice how it talks about product of the year, work from anywhere, join the Sessions Revolution. Yeah, a whole lot of folks jumped on the bandwagon with Sessions when it came out, and there's a reason for that, because this thing is gold. Like, it's got so many different features, which you'll see when I show you the back end of mine in a second. But it says Ultra HD streaming. I'm going to cry. I'm not going to say foul, but I'm going to say, I don't know. But they do have, as of recently, they have implemented a live streaming function to Sessions. I'm going to test that, and I can tell you honestly if it is true HD. The reason why I'm questioning that, and this is going to be one of my cons, is that I don't so far see that the resolution of the replays and the recordings of my different videos and workshops and meetings, resolution is not super high. It may get to 720, but I haven't seen it go beyond that. So I do see that there. Maybe it's coming, and I've heard them talk about working on it in their different town halls, but it's not there yet. Smart scheduling, yes. Workshops and webinars, yes. AI meeting assistant, absolutely. I'm going to show you what this looks like. Session engagement, yep. Chat, questions, polls, offers, all of that. Interactive agendas, absolutely 100%. And then real-time collaboration. So I will share with you some use cases for which I have used this particular app, but it does the things that it's saying it does. For the most part, it does, and it does them well, but it is still a newer company. So you just have to be a little bit patient, because there have been some glitchy things. But one thing I can honestly tell you is that they have a very live and active community, both from a support standpoint and seeing other people's ideas and questions always helps you to know that a platform is working on getting better. What's up, David Hunt in the house? Hello, fam. All right. So yeah, all these things are definitely, in my mind, they are positives. I would highly recommend, if you're thinking about having a meeting app that can potentially replace your Zoom, this could be it. So all of the things that it says, with that one exception that I mentioned about the resolution, I think are really, really key. Now, I'm going to show you the back end of mine. What I want to make sure that you know is that Sessions is not a lifetime deal, not at this time, but when it first came out, it was for a lifetime deal, which was really awesome because you're paying once to have access to all the things. So at the time, I think I picked up a level, I think it was a tier 3, because I wanted access to webhooks and some other things. What's up, George? I'm seeing some folks that are showing up. It's good to see you. Let me go ahead. I'm going to try to pull up my back office of sessions, and I'll show you kind of how I have it set up. And I'll walk you through some of the features, the fun features, the things I love, and then some of the things, again, that I'm like, I'm waiting on some correction or some advancement in these areas. So let's talk about sessions. Okay, so I'm pulling up the back end or the back office of my sessions app. It is, like I mentioned, an AI-powered platform that makes meetings and webinars, as they say it, insanely productive. That's their words, not mine, but it has helped me with the productivity. It really has. So a couple of different things that are cool about this. One is that it gives you the opportunity to be able to create a booking calendar if you choose to do that. I have not created my own booking calendar necessarily in here, but I know a lot of people that do. I'll show you kind of how this can look. So let's see. If I copy that booking link, I think I set this up properly for you. Let's make sure we put the right info in there. Yep, there we go. So look, so I created this calendar so that people, and David, the first app, I'll go back to that in just a second for you. But the 30-minute strategy session that I've set up in here, people can actually, it's linked or synced to my Google app so that it shows only if there's not a conflict with something that's on my Google calendar. So it will offer different appointments. And when someone sets up an appointment in time, I can have them put their information right here, schedule the session, and then they get booked. The other thing it allows me to do, if I didn't want to use it for that purpose, is I actually can create instant sessions. So I can create a session that starts right now, right in this moment. I can create events. I can create a room. So I'm going to explain really quickly all four of these things and let you know what I'm doing here. So for me, it's really important that I create a well-branded experience for folks. For me, when I am anything that I create, whether it's Go Brunch Rooms, which, by the way, we have an event coming up, so I'll make sure to get you the events link. Go Brunch Rooms, if it's my meeting rooms like this, wherever I am participating in a virtual space, I want it to be branded in such a way that people really get my vibe. Like, I want to have branded colors. I want to have my logo somewhere, you know, subtle, not over the top. I want to give people an experience of what it's like to work with me. Like, I'm a chill type of chick, right? So the spaces that I'm going to create and the experience that I want to create is going to be pretty laid back. And maybe this is not you. I'm just sharing with you what's possible when you create these type of spaces. So what I loved or was attracted to about sessions is that it gave me the opportunity to further brand, you know, my rooms and my meetings similarly to other spaces that I create. So let's check this out, and I'm going to show you the back end of it. And thank you for that comment. Let me pull up a few comments before we go back in there and say hello to some folks. So first of all, George, it's good to see you. I see David Hunt in the house. What's up, fam? The first app that we talked about in the other episode, that one was, what was it? Minvo, M-I-N-V-O. Let's see what else we got. Erica said, nice room. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Radiance by Retilia said, I loved your in-depth overview of sessions on sessions. That's right, because you were there with me. Yes. So we had a good time hanging out in sessions, talking about sessions and something that we call Content Hacks Day. All right, so I'm going to go back over here and let's take a look at the back end of session. So let's say that we decide we want to schedule a session for later. When we do this, we're going to be able to create this session from scratch. So I'm going to just say test. Actually, what I'll do is say demo. I can't type today. Demo, and I'm just going to put change this later. And let's pretend that we're going to set up a meeting for, let's say, tomorrow. Okay. And we're going to do it for, for 9 a.m. So this is me just manually creating one. Okay. But someone can book through your calendar if you set that up. I'm going to make sure that it's on my time, but it's going to show in their time zone for their computer, however the computer's set. And I can even add email reminders. And as of late, you can also now add SMS. So you can have text reminders if you connect your Twilio account. Okay. So you do have the capability of being able to do that too. Okay. So you can add participants and invite them to this meeting you're setting up. You can create an agenda, or you can select from an agenda that you already have created. So I'm going to say, for instance, let me just put in my training day standard agenda, and it breaks it down into however I've set up my training day assignments, right? So that I have 10 minutes for check-in, so on and so forth, whatever that might look like for you. I'm going to look through all of these different options and update these to fit my taste. Automation, I typically will not automatically record or automatically transcribe because I personally like to tell people what I'm going to be doing, and I don't want to start it too early before I've let them know. And it will give them a pop-up that will say, hey, recording has started and transcription has started. But let's schedule this so you can see what I'm talking about here. So now notice it's pulled over my branded cover, but to your question, Michelle, you asked about, can you brand more than one background? Well, actually, within this space, I can actually change this to a different background if I choose to do that. Okay. And this is not changing my entire sessions app or platform or workspace, because you're doing it by workspace. But now I have this page, and when I'm ready, I can copy that session link. I can send it to people who might have missed the invitation, and they're able to join in. So this will be the description. The opportunity for them to join in won't start until it's closer to time. I can start the session when I'm ready and they'll be able to join in. Otherwise, they're in a back office. So all of this is beautifully designed. It's in a way you can make it whatever you want to make it. And there's a whole bunch more, y'all, that I won't even have time to cover in this episode. But I will tell you that you have the opportunity to actually be able to bring in and embed different types of tools. There is so much. Oh, that's something I wanted to show you. So let's act like we're actually starting a session. I'm going to go back and I'm going to actually go into one of my dedicated rooms. This is a thing that I love, because if you are using another tool, let's say you're using some type of calendaring tool that you love, or you're using Go High Level or whatever it is you're using, and you want to consistently use a dedicated link for specific types of meetings. Well, you can create those meetings using rooms. And so you can create your own very specific link. And that way, when you are ready to set up that meeting, you can just use that room link over and over again. You still have the ability to be able to control who comes into the space and who can get in versus who can't, and to set an access code if you need to do that. Okay, let me go into this demo room. So here's my demo room, right? And in this space, I just have my ObsBot. My Tiny 2 is on low so it doesn't distract from the video here. But what you'll see when I join is now I'm here. And if other people are actually joining in on this space, it's going to open up similar to like a Zoom room. And so you'll see a gallery view, or you can do a spotlight view. You can do all the same things. Most of us are used to Zoom, so that's why I'm making the comparison. You can also, down here on the bottom where my face is covering it up, sorry, but down here, there are a lot of different features. So I'll just share with you, you use your chat. You can have a Q&A option. And in the Q&A option in that space, when people are asking questions, you can pop their question up on screen if they're asking them in the Q&A area. There's also a notes app, and AI will allow you to transcribe the whole entire recording, then create takeaways. It can summarize into takeaways, bulleted items that you then can use for people in what's called a memory. So I'm going to show you what I mean by that. So if you go to a memory for an event, what you'll find is that you're able to, we'll go into this one. What you'll find is that you're able to go and play the recording from right in here. Okay. And you can actually share this recording link. Anyone with the link can view, or you can say, hey, I want attendees only, or just moderators can view this. So when you're doing an event, which is where I'll end with this particular app, when you're doing an event and you're sharing a webinar or a workshop, you can set it to where people will automatically get access to the replay. Now, one thing that I think is really cool that they're getting ready to implement in sessions, at least they talked about this in their recent town hall, they're also going to give you the ability to actually set up evergreen webinars. So that's on the roadmap for sessions too. How cool is that? I will love that option because then if I create an event here, and you'll see what this looks like. Let me show you kind of what that looks like. When you create an event, the difference between an event and a regular session is that the event can actually have a page, a registration page, that looks a lot like those really fun landing pages and registration pages. And look, I'm going to go over here to another workspace that I have for Stream Bosses Academy, and I'll show you this event. So I'm keeping those separate, right? And I have this webinar that I did. Actually, that's not what I'm trying to go to. Let's see. Go there. If I had created an event that's coming up, I could list it. And right here, when I click on View Workspace Events, it's going to be listed on its own page. So if you want to do all your events inside of sessions, get this. Don't miss this. Then you can have a whole list of things that will show up right here on this page that you can then use a short link to point to and have people just go sign up for all your webinars coming up for the next month. Now it's time for me to tell you what I don't love, okay? Because I do love this part, and I'll show you, for instance, look how you can make these. These are beautiful. I mean, like, you can brand these according to however you want them branded, okay? So that people can sign up and be a part of that event. And let's see, I'll show you where. I think I can list it right there. This is what I was trying to show you earlier. Ah, I can't show it. Thank you for that comment. I know. If I listed it, I don't know why it's not showing in the workspace. There it is. Boom. This is what I was talking about. Okay. All I had to do was turn it on. So if you have public events where you're wanting people to actually sign up for your different webinars, you can have them all listed here and just send people to this page, to your specific page for your events, and then they can just sign up for all of them. Now, okay, let me go into what I'm not loving. And this is something that I think is important for you to know. One of the things that I really hope that they will work on is, and they say they are, okay, I just don't know the timing, but I'm hearing it could be within the next couple of weeks. I want to be able to charge people for events too. So I want to have free and paid events. Today, if you want to do paid events using your sessions platform, you need to use a different app. So a different shopping cart app or whatever you might choose to use. And you need to integrate it either using Zapier, Pabbly, webhooks, right? So depending on the plan you have, you may or may not have access to be able to make those connections. And I do want those connections because I also want to be able to leverage when people are actually signing up for different events in sessions. I want to also then be able to communicate with them through my newsletter and through additional, you know, follow-up updates and nurture them in an email sequence. So having that integration option is going to be really key. Now, there's a whole lot more that I haven't even touched on at all with sessions, but I will tell you, given what I just shared with you, there is so much that you can do with this. So let me kind of run a breakdown of the key things that I like about it. What I really like about sessions is that you have almost an all-in-one scheduling platform. So you've got the booking calendar, you've got the instant sessions, you've got the dedicated room links that you can create, and you can create webinars in there. And once they get that evergreen webinar thing going, that's going to be awesome because you create it once and then you have it set up for people to come in and sign in through the registration process, and it's all in one place. I do like that it's a Zoom substitute. I like the AI transcription option. I like the ability to be able to give people access to notes, which I didn't really touch on a lot. But if someone's in a meeting with you in your sessions app, their notes, even if you've got 10 people and all 10 of them are doing different, they're writing different notes inside of the app, only they can see their notes and they can send them to themselves. So I can send my notes to myself. You can send your notes to yourself about the meeting. This is great for coaches. This is great for anybody who's doing course creation. This is great for people who are speakers. This is great for anyone who's having meetings with your teams. I think there are lots and lots of options and opportunities with this. It's great for community. The community that they have for sessions and their support, I think is really, it's good. It's a lot better than what I'm seeing with some of the other apps that have rolled out. And I think that they're going to continue to get better as their team grows because they've had a lot of demand and a lot of growth in a short amount of time. What I don't love, the downsides are that they have had some periodic glitches with the recording. I don't love that the resolution of the replay is not, in my mind, and I know because I do video all the time, it's not super great. It may, like I said, get to maybe 720, but it's not going beyond that as far as the resolution. And sometimes it's been a little blurry even beyond 720 or lower than 720. So I know that that can depend on a lot of different factors, but I typically have pretty clear video and I've got great internet where I am. So that shouldn't be an issue for me. And I have seen it be an issue at times. And then finally, actually, I think that's all I have for disadvantages, which is not much. Yeah, let me pop up a few comments and see if there's any questions here. So I answered the question that Michelle asked about, have they given you the ability to brand more than one background? So you can brand that page where you're creating a session. But as of this moment, I believe when you brand your workspace, that brand that you've put together for your workspace remains the same. But again, you can go in and manually change your rooms if you choose to do that. Debbie, I hope you do come back and catch the replay. No problem. I'm going to be here for a minute because I still have two more to do. So I'm about to do that in just a second. I'm heading into the next one. I love the notes feature. Me too. It's one of my favorite things. And then I saw Erica's note. I'm really considering not renewing. Look, I haven't renewed mine and it's been months now. So yeah, there have been times where I suffered and I kind of thought, maybe I need to go back. But in the end, this has been fantastic. It's worked out very well for me. So hopefully it'll work out for you. If you're interested in taking a look at it, take a look at sessions. Right there's my link, tanyas.link/sessions, or just scan the QR code and it should take you right to them. I believe that that gives you a percentage off for your first month. So definitely check it out and see if you can get a discount using my code right there on the screen. Okay, that's all I've got for sessions. And I hope that you've enjoyed this episode of our show. This is our App Therapy Club episode for our podcast. And we're going to see you next time.
Thanks for joining us on this App Therapy Club episode. Remember to subscribe here and on YouTube so you never miss a post. We'll be back talking about systems, tools, and tips to help part-time content creators get more done in less time.